Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, happy Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, how we feeling, Brother Ike?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. Last night was a little difficult. It's great to see the boys back in action down in the ATL. Not the result we were looking for.
Nope.
We'll get into that. We're closer and closer to adding the newest members to the Philadelphia Eagles family as well. This draft day is not too far away. Jackie Baseball! Explain to me what the hell happened last night. I'll let you boy.
Sloppy baseball by the boys last night. Simple as that.
Yep.
Sloppy baseball all around. Bad pitching.
Yep.
And some bad performances.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, not a great one. Not a great one. We have a great show, though. We always do. By the way, I'm looking at the computer that Hugh uses.
Yes.
Why is he looking at mint?
What's on there?
Why is he looking at mint julep pants? What is this? I mean, can you imagine Hugh wearing this? What's going on here, man?
Oh, man. That's Hugh. You know,
I didn't mean to derail the beginning
well, I'm just
of
saying,
the show.
Today, in fashion, with today's youth and everyone else, everybody has their own identity and what they're trying to go for.
Really, youth? Hugh?
I don't know if that's, I know youth and Hugh doesn't necessarily go together.
Yeah, he's old like us.
This individualism is out there. In other words, that's a Hugh look. That's something he's going for.
I wonder if I could pull that off. You think I should get the same pants as Hugh?
We can for be people like... who don't know what we're talking about, this is you're not a fan of golf.
No.
John Daly is a golfer. You heard of John Daly.
Yeah, of course.
So every once in a while, you got these golfers out there who try to show their personality through their outfits.
Oh, like Payne Stewart did.
Yes. Oh, he was a gentleman.
Yeah. He had NFL stuff.
Yes.
Payne Stewart had Packers stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember Payne Stewart.
He wore the short pants.
Yes.
He wore the short knickers.
Yep.
So, to your point, I think Hugh was going for a John Daly look there.
I'm going to get me a pair of those. Me and Hugh, it's going to be like twins, too.
Here's what I say. I told Hugh. That's a lot of pattering for a big man.
It is.
A lot of pattering.
It is. So big show as always. We do kick off draft season officially today on the WIP Afternoon Show as we get the man, Mike Mayock, will join us at 4 o'clock today.
Mayo!
It is Wednesday, so Flyers and 50 will be at 3:30 with Birds. Do we continue Flyers and 50 once the season's over, Jack?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the hockey offseason like?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now they might be what they should. I mean, they suck, right? They should have a top five pick. So maybe we can get some draft talk with Broads. Would that be exciting?
Yeah, sure.
What
about
free agency? Are we big in free agency?
Sure.
Might as well.
Is LeCavier still out there?
Yeah.
No, but like I think it should turn into Broads. Just Broads and 50.
Broads and 50. Okay. And Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. And today's show, all day long, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877 Go Guida or visit goguida.com. So you mentioned, Ike, not a great game last night. Jack mentioned it as well. Sort of a failure on all different levels as the Phils go down to the Braves in the first game of the series. Wheeler was not like top of the line Wheeler. Bullpen was not great. Who knows what Johan Rojas was doing in center field. And again, the daycare, Marsh, Bohm, and Stotty.
America's leadoff hitter.
America's leadoff hitter. Wow, you're getting a little rough on Stott. You're getting a little rough on Stott.
He's a little fed up. He's a little fed up with Stott.
Yeah, he's getting a little fed up on Stott.
Love Stotty.
But?
Little annoyed with the leadoff thing. And we got to call for what it is.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's the leadoff thing.
It's the leadoff thing.
Hard to hit leadoff when you swing a pool noodle.
So, come on, man.
It is.
So let me ask you this, Ike.
He really has gone south on Stotty.
He has. 7-3 now.
Yes.
Nothing's melting down, but the two big issues, it seems like, right now are the bullpen and the performance of the daycare. If you were to say which is a bigger issue for Ike Reese right now, would you say the bullpen or the daycare?
I would have to look at the bullpen. Because here's what I'll say. At least with the daycare, with the exception of Bohm, the other guys are towards the bottom of the lineup. They don't hurt you as much. Now, if they get put up in that position late in the game where you need a big hit from them, yeah, I can see where the microscope goes to them. But for the most part, you're going to need a 7th, 8th, and a 9th inning from your bullpen every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wheeler's going to give you 7 innings most nights. I'm not worried about what his outing looked like last night. He's tried and true. He's proven. But when you talk about starters 3 through 5, you're going to need a lot of these games are going to be about your bullpen either holding the lead or how about not extending the lead for the other team, giving you a chance to come back late in the game. And that's why I feel like in the close games, I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but it feels like we're in more of a prayerful sort of mode getting through the close games versus us having a larger lead at the end of the game.
Right, sure. And last year, the bullpen was so good. Was like lights out.
Two guys to the All-Star game?
Hoffman, Strom. I think we sent two. I don't think we sent a third reliever to the All-Star game, but Ranger went.
It was just those two. Hoffman,
it was just those
and
Strom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, and with the hitters, like I said, they got the protection of those guys at the top of the order, and at least with them, well, you got Rojas where you can slide in there. I'm just trying to think of some of the bench players that you could possibly platoon with or move around to where they don't necessarily hurt the team. Long story short, I feel like the bullpen has more of an impact on your wins and losses than those guys at the bottom of the lineup. I know Bohm is not at the bottom of the lineup,
sure,
but the other two guys are.
215-592-9494. Bigger concern for you for the Phillies moving forward, is it the daycare of the bullpen? So to me, I think it's the daycare because it's a harder problem to solve. So the reason the bullpen, I'm not too worried about it, is you look around baseball and there's not a lot of teams that have a super solid bullpen. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, it's almost like at this point, I think it's a luxury. It was sort of surprising last year. And you're right, you're going to need 7, 8, 9 on most nights, but we do have starting pitching that is better than almost any team in baseball at this point, especially if Lizardo stays healthy. To me, the issue with the daycare is, if it was one of those guys, I could deal with it. The problem right now is that it's three of those guys. Now, you're right, in Marsh and Stott are at the end of the lineup, but Marsh is not, this is the the third straight year, they've talked about Marsh as an everyday player, and already they're out on Marsh as an everyday player. And not having an everyday center fielder, you saw what we had last night. I think part of that is part of the, and I would love to bury Rojas for letting that ball drop right in front of him, but if he's not the everyday center fielder and he's playing with a left fielder who's never played left field before, there's a little bit of a communication issue. And I don't want my center field position to be a platoon situation, really. And that's my problem with Marsh, is that I don't think Marsh is going to get any better. Marsh is what he is. Mm-hmm. Then we go to third base, and like, I know I've said it for 3 days in a row now, but I am done with Alec Bohm. 100% done. There was more nonsense. He popped it up on the first pitch last night. The strikeout in the final at bat, throwing his helmet again. It's just like, it's every single night. And I don't think that situation's getting any better. I think that situation's only getting worse. The Bohm situation is my prediction.
Well, he
on
extended
that.
The inning in the first inning. He did. Allowed.
He did. He had a single. A single in the first inning. But I just
point out the good things too.
I'm just watching Bohm.
Took more pitches last night.
He did.
Now, except for the one at bat.
Except for the one at bat where he popped it up on the first friggin' pitch and then threw his helmet again.
He did. Yep.
And I just see it trending down. And Stott, as much as I love Stott, it's not that I'm concerned. He just sort of, my guess is he is what he is.
I think that's what I was going to say. Yeah. He just pretty much is what he is.
I think he's an everyday player. I think he's a good enough second baseman defensively to be an everyday player. But you, again, if it was one of these three things, if Stott, remember, we won the World Series in 08 with Pedro Feliz as a third baseman. Mm-hmm. Certainly is not a, you know, not an all-star level player, just a solid defender, a decent enough hitter, and whatever. But the rest of your lineup was so good that it wasn't so I look at Stott and I'm like, well, it's not that Stott isn't hitting 320, it's that he's going to be a 250 hitter with also Marsh as a platoon player in center field, with Johan Rojas, who can't hit, and Alec Bohm, who hasn't hit yet and is crumbling mentally. So to me, that's a third of your starting lineup right there. I mean, that, yes, two of them are bottom part of the lineup, but a third of your lineup, all of a sudden, you're looking at as question marks. And that, to me, that is the biggest thing, that not one of those guys has developed. I know Alec Bohm was an all-star last year, but I expected him to be a better hitter at this point in his career, to be more, and I certainly didn't expect him to be so temperamental at this point of his career. Jackie Baseball over there, bigger. Now, you've been mentioning bullpen since the season started.
Yeah, I felt like they're an arm short heading into the year, and that was with Romano being good. So that's my concern, is that now Romano's elbow might be spaghetti. So, you know, on top of that, they felt an arm short, and I look at the bullpen every night, and it's not that. I think Kirkring, Stroman, and Alvarado are fine, right?
Yes.
But when they can't go, or they're off a little bit, like Kirkring was last night, they just, it's hard for them to get out of it. And then they have to put a lot of faith in the Jose Ruiz's of the world, in the Joe Ross of the world. I think Joe Ross is interesting. I think Jose Ruiz is interesting. But they last year, even with Estevez, who we weren't huge fans of, me and Spike, it was another competent MLB bullpen piece.
100%. Not a closer, I don't think. Not a dependable closer. But he'd get in at most times. You're getting out of the end.
Like, that last year, they had a top five bullpen in the sport. And then they went from having Hoffman and Estevez to losing both of them, replacing them with only Romano. And Romano might not be it. So,
right.
And the other issue is, they have to get to July, or at least late June, with this bullpen, which they could easily burn out those three, which you don't want to see. And there's not really an obvious move they can make right now. You can bring some guys up from AAA, but that's a risk, obviously. There's some interesting arms, but it's still a risk. That problem can't really be fixed until a trade deadline. And they might need two arms in the bullpen.
Yeah, I think they definitely need two arms in the bullpen, unless you, I mean, that's when the Painter thing starts, you start talking about, and maybe Ranger's a bullpen. Uh-huh. And they said yesterday that Ranger had a good sort of rehab. I don't think he started in a game, but he had
two
simulated innings, and they're going to throw him out there for three innings this week. So, but remember, he didn't have spring training, so he's probably. I know they said three starts for Taiwan. I don't believe that. I think he's if Ranger comes back, he's probably another 3 or 4 weeks away. That would be my guess. So we throw it out to you, 215-592-9494. Bigger concern for you for the Phillies, is it the bullpen or is it daycare? Both Ike and Jack say bullpen. I say daycare. That's a third of your lineup. We do have a next question today.
What we got?
As it is Hugh Hefner's birthday.
Ah.
So I did meet Hugh Hefner, as I told the guys today when I was in college. Did shake his hand. Haven't washed the hand since.
I hope he washed his hand before you shook it.
So today's next question is going to be, give us a famous ladies man. Jack, why don't you give us a ladies man? Give us a bad answer.
Well, hold on. I think this might be a pretty good answer.
Okay.
Jerry Buss.
Jerry Buss?
Yeah. Jerry Buss a ladies man?
Come on, man.
How did you pull Jerry Buss out of your...
Because I was thinking about...
He's a playboy.
With Showtime.
Oh, right.
That's exactly where he saw it.
Winning Time. Sorry, Winning Time.
I didn't know that.
I knew what you meant. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, man. That's a big answer. You got to look up Jerry Buss's accolades.
Yeah, all right. I didn't know that was a big answer. Ike, a famous
Jerry
ladies
Buss
man?
Jerry Buss was a lot like Hugh Hefner.
Oh, was he?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, man. So many different ladies men to go with.
Yep.
Oh, who do I have as a ladies' man? You know who I'm going to go with? I could have went with an old school guy.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the captain, Derek Jeter.
That's a big answer.
Jeter's a good ladies' man.
Starting nine's out of control. Yeah, he might be a better ladies' man than a player.
And didn't he send his dates home with an autographed baseball or something?
That's pretty cool.
Well, a gift basket.
With an autographed baseball in it. Right.
That's the legend.
Right. Listen. You had to at least think about it.
So mine is Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio has been, you know, he is taking full advantage of the leading man position from a ladies man situation.
Yeah.
Leo has been that way his whole...
And, he's enjoyed it.
And Leo is a handsome young man. Leo ain't handsome anymore, but it doesn't really matter for Leo. Leo seems to do quite well.
You think Leo's still handsome?
Nah.
He's good looking.
He's weird looking and bloated.
Yeah, he's got a little gut going on.
Don't look at the body. Yeah, don't look at the body.
I'm just saying, overall...
Look at his face, yes.
I'm saying, if Leo wasn't famous and you just saw him on the street,
right.
I don't think Leo's a looker anymore. He was when he was younger, you know, but I don't think he is now. All right, 215-592-9494. Phils, what's a bigger concern for you, the bullpen or the daycare? And next question today, in honor of Hugh Hefner's birthday, give us a famous ladies man. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, yesterday, that game had like, I thought we was going to bust them. Like, going into the game, I thought we was going to blow them out. We was hitting early, you know, one base, scored in the first inning. I'm like, okay, you know, Trey Turner. Look, one thing I noticed about Jack, he a contrarian. Like, he like to go against what other people, like, if the tide is swinging one way, he like to go the other way. Like, now all of a sudden, he ain't no Bryson Stott guy. I thought we started this train together, me and you. We was riding with Stott.
I like Stott. It's just he's been average for over a year now.
Well,
but a lot of people on the baseball team is average, but you ride for them. Like, Trey Turner was average for a long time. You was doing stand ovation. You know
We had to save him.
Yeah, so it's like, well, we need to save Stoddy then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
We ain't doing no more standing O's.
Standing O, Jack? Yeah. Standing O for Stott?
You know,
stand for Stott?
In all seriousness, like, Boehm has given all the indications of needing a standing O.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it last night as the second bat throw happened. I was like, well, he might be breaking. He might need one.
No. I refuse. I won't let it happen. I will campaign against the standing O for Boehm at this point.
The thing with Alec Boehm is that it's just a pouting thing. Like, just like even on the last inning, like when he hit popped the ball up, he gonna throw the bat down.
Yeah,
he knew the game was over. Like, it's like, come on, bro. Like, I get it, you know.
So what should he do? Clap? Should he cheer going to the dugout?
No, we're not saying that. But it's like
every time.
No, here's the thing. See, to me, here's the difference. I don't want the crying in the dugout. I don't need that nonsense. That's nonsense. Being pissed off, being frustrated that you didn't come up with a hit late in the game and slamming your bat. How many players do that every night at the end of a game in a tight game?
Right, but it's like he do it almost every at bat. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you,
I think we're starting to over-focusing on this.
I'm usually with you, but, you know, it's like I feel like he doing it. I didn't even really notice it until –
Exactly, and now you're focusing. That's what I just said. You're focusing in on it.
And I'm like, yeah, he do a lot of crying, but it's like, I'm not too overly worried. Like, I like the way, you know, the top hitters hit. I don't need Kyle Schwarber to lead off. People told me he can only lead off. I can't tell, because wherever you put this dude in the lineup, wherever you put this dude in the lineup, he produced. So you know what I'm saying? That they need to extend him right now. Don't wait.
Keep that carrot just out of reach. My thing is this, Corey, is if it costs me $5 million more a year at the end of the year, or cost me an extra year to get a contract year out of Kyle Schwarber, give me a contract year out of Kyle Schwarber. I'm not extending anybody. Let JT keep throwing guys out at second. Let Kyle Schwarber keep hitting home runs. I want to win the World Series this year. And I'm not worried about paying. He's 32 years old. We're going to sign him. Right. He looks hungry. Let him be hungry.
Let him play sand. Let him play motivated.
Well, he's slimmed down.
I agree with the whole bullpen thing. Like, Spike mentioned it, but I thought about, like, maybe when we get Ranger back, you know, Painter, maybe you could put them in the bullpen. But, like, Romano, whatever his name is, all I know is that he can't play. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he's cooked.
So now we nervous with that. But, you know, I want to touch on something else real quick.
Of course.
Can I talk about the draft? Well, Ike, I'm honestly disappointed in you, and I know people really don't come at Ike, but I'm going to come at you real quick.
People come at me all the time. But when I'm wrong, I'm usually
my
right.
Would you stop?
I'm usually right.
Why
Why would people come at me if I'm right about something?
Told you so, Ike. There he is again.
But you weren't right, though.
About what?
Oh, it's the Elliott argument. It's got to be.
Elliott wasn't prepared. First of all, like.
About what? Jalen.
Like, he top 10 in QBR, top 10 in pass rate. Elliott didn't bring that up. You know what I'm saying?
Corey. Now, you know, sir. Don't go down this road with me. I am a Jalen protector. So.
That's why I was shot.
Well, no, because I'm actually, but when nonsense is put out there, I'm going to call it out. You can't tell me Jalen's training camp stats and how great he was throwing the ball. He was due for a big year and all this other stuff. And then just because they won the Super Bowl at the end and he played two great games throwing the football, that all of a sudden that validated his training camp stats. What about the other 19 games all year long?
Listen, I don't give a damn about the training camp stats. That's him.
But that's where my point of bone of contention came from.
I'm just saying, when you look at passer rating, QBR, all that stuff, attempts, he was top five, top 10. People say he's 29th pass or we 30th passing rating. He was 22 in attempts, and he missed three games. So if you put those averages in there, 20 a game, that puts him up to like
I respect your football mind. You don't have to do this. He won. See, here's the thing. I'll just rest on the fact that he won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP. And I'll put him in the top five. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go out here and say that he did this last year, and he's the reason for this, and he's the reason for that, because we know this was Saquon's offense last year.
Right. That's why I give you that.
Yeah.
You know, I got on Jack. You know, I got on Ike. Hey, man, don't – the quiet guy. You coming. It's up for you, too. All right, look. So yesterday, I noticed you was real quiet.
Wait, who? Who are you going after?
You, sir.
Me.
Yesterday, I noticed you was real quiet when Ike and Elliott was going at it. Usually, you know, I thought you were supposed to, you know, come out and speak up. You know, you just let them go.
Quite honestly, do you want to know what happened there? Is that when Elliott's in here, it's either me or we don't plan for it. We don't plan for it. It's either me or Ike. And Ike started on it. So I'm like, it doesn't. Because what happens is when you have a three, I'm just explaining the show. If you have a three-person argument like that and two people are on one side, it gets messy. So I honestly looked at Ike and I said to myself, "My Ike's giving me the segment off.
Yep,
he's got all."
Yeah, Ike shocked me. Yeah, Ike shocked me yesterday.
It's okay.
Well, Elliott will do that to you.
It's okay.
Elliott will make you.
Because you know what that was, Corey? That was all about Elliott trying to pump himself up. Really, that's really what that was all about. It wasn't even about Jalen. It was really about Elliott.
Yeah. I give you that. But
okay.
You know,
all right.
You know, great show. But who the ladies, man?
Yeah.
Ike took mine. I was going to say the captain. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Like, he don't get a lot of ladies, but everybody know if you a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles and you got a wife, girlfriend, they favorite player is Jalen Hurts based off his look.
He's not a ladies' man.
Are you crazy?
Are you insane?
Listen, the Delaware Valley.
Just because they're attractive doesn't mean he's a ladies'
we're
man.
We're not saying who looks good.
Bro, we've had ladies' men in this town before.
They don't look good.
Yeah.
don't look anywhere near Jalen.
It ain't it's not Jalen. You hear stories about ladies' men. You don't hear any stories about Jalen. You don't hear any stories about him and his fiance, for Christ's sake. Like, not as a negative thing. You don't hear anything about Jalen.
I know, man. That's good, though.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You just wanted to shoehorn Jalen in here.
Yeah, Jalen.
Just disgusting
ladies' man is Jalen. Unbelievable.
How do you think Jalen wants to be known as a ladies' man?
No. Well, he does have all-ladies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the agency.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that would be like Chuck calling up and say, my favorite ladies' man, Whitney Houston. It's like Corey just has to name Jalen. All right.
Yes. Yes. We know Jalen is good looking.
Good looking guy. Smooth guy.
Corey may be right. A lot of women may like how he looks.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean he's looking at all the ladies.
Unless he's sending them Mars afterwards and nobody has any stories. You know, like, yeah, he must be the, you know.
We gave you Jeter and Leo.
Leo.
These are known playboys.
Yeah, Jalen.
And Jerry Buss.
Oh, yeah. And Jerry Buss.
All right. A bigger concern for you for the Phillies right now, is it the bullpen or the daycare? Next question, based on Hugh Hefner's birthday, give us a ladies' man. We do have a little bit of Eagles draft to talk about as well, so we'll hit on that next.
This draft is time.
Yeah, today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm just going to let this one play.
That's a ladies' man right here.
Ladies' man who dressed like a lady.
Yep. And still a ladies' man.
And still a ladies' man.
And a baller. A great basketball player as well,
playing
Prince.
And point guard for you.
And an unbelievable guitarist. And
unbelievable.
Is he the best halftime show of all time?
Yes. Dude, it rained during Purple Rain during the halftime show. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
When did this might be a dumb question. When did halftime shows start during the Super Bowl? Because it's always been there.
You mean when they become like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember obviously Janet Jackson and
right.
And
that Justin, was 03.
That was my first memory of a halftime show. Yeah. I'm sure it was. Yeah. Well, it's a core memory for everyone. Yeah. About 27 to 33. That's a core memory.
Well, yeah, Michael. Michael did the one in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, did he? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, remember when he popped up out of the floor and everything?
Yes. The Prince one was my favorite one.
Yeah, that was the, I think that was the Colts. Super Bowl in Miami.
Oh my God!
That right, because so it rained. I think that's what. I think that was the Colts.
Colts Saints.
Is he the Colts Saints? No, the one. The, oh, I Colts think the Bears. One they won. The Colts Bears.
Rex. Yeah. Rex Grossman starting in a Super Bowl is right. Disgusting.
Sexy Rexy.
Sexy Rexy.
That's what they called him.
Yeah. I thought they called Rex Ryan that.
Oh well,
yeah, him too.
Well, anyone named Rex is, ends up being sexy.
He's more
Rexy.
Of a feetsman.
Yes. The and Purple Rain, final, as I've mentioned, final song played by the band at my wedding per my request with full guitar solo. It's a 7-minute version of Purple Rain. Anyone who was still going at the you were not there at the
There's
end.
There's no way in hell I was there.
Nah,
for that one.
you were too many Ike juices in to make it to the very end. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guide Adorn Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide Adorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE. Talking the Phils to start the show. And which is a bigger concern for you, for the team, the bullpen or the daycare? We made that the Twitter question as well, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. This is the question. What worries you more with the Phillies right now, the bullpen or Boehm, Stott, and Marsh? Ike, what do you think the Twitter poll is at?
Bullpen.
You had a good comeback yesterday.
Yeah.
You've been off. What do you think the percentage is?
Yeah, I think it's still close. I'll go 60-40.
That's what it is.
Is it 60-40?
60.8 to 38,
wow.
39.2.
I'll bounce back.
He's back on.
Oh, man.
He's back on.
Blue chewed up.
There you go.
Only in a couple minutes. All right, easy in there. I know you get all fired up.
Kevin, South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken? Kev. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
Oh, man, killing it.
What up, Kev?
I'm just living the dream. It's first time caller, long time listener, blah, 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 blah.
Love it.
And I wanted to talk about the bullpen.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know what the heck was going on. I didn't quite understand. I don't really have much, I'm not really worried about Orion so much, but what the heck, was that more him or was that more JT not catching it? Because I wasn't sure if they were calling that a wild pitch or a pass ball.
Oh, well, the JT, kind of lazily missing that slider. The next pitch was a double play ball that ended up not happening. So that was brutal. I think Orion was just off. I don't think that was a super big JT problem.
Yeah, but other than that, like you guys, Jack, you pretty much touched on a lot of the points, and I think Spike, you also said it as well, was, I mean, are we going to have to resort to using one of our backups or one of our starters to go into the bullpen and be like a long reliever? Like, hopefully Taiwan has a great night tonight. I'm hoping he goes and does another great job. I have about as much faith in him as a wet paper bag, but
yeah, I wouldn't be negative
on the guy, you know?
Yeah, they can't be reliant on him.
No,
I think that the question ends up being to me is that which guy ends up in the bullpen? Is it Ranger, or is it Painter?
I think Ranger probably. I mean, he's already done it.
But he's in a contract. The problem with Ranger is he's in a contract here. Now, I know you can just say, hey, go to the bullpen, but there's no way he wants to go to the bullpen.
And you could also do this. You could also have Painter be a bullpen guy. Why are we playing the crickets?
Oh, that's
oh, that was like, oh. I thought that was Jack hitting the button.
Man, that was tough.
Yeah, I don't know. The positive to putting Painter in the bullpen is that you end up with Painter for probably the rest of the year when you bring him up through the playoffs. And if you need him for a start in the playoffs, if you save his innings that way, you're more likely to have that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I do agree with Jack, or I understand the problem, the agent issue and the player issue, that you're taking a guy in his contract year and putting him into a bullpen. But then again, like, I want to win a World
There's
Series.
There's going to be an issue, though.
Yeah.
And I'll let you finish. I'll let you finish, Kev. But when Ranger comes back, you got six starters going.
Well, no, Taiwan just goes away.
To do what?
I mean, he becomes long reliever. He becomes mop-up guy.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he was supposed to start the season doing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're...
What if he pitches well tonight and he keeps pitching well?
Then they'll give Ranger enough time to warm up until we get a bad Taiwan start.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's what... Then there is no issue in it. If that's what we're doing.
You don't believe in the Taiwanissance?
What?
The Taiwanissance?
Yeah, I don't know how much Taiwan in the bullpen fixes. It gives you another arm.
Oh, Taiwan fixes nothing at the bullpen.
No, yeah. It gives you another, you know.
Long man.
Yeah. A mop-up guy.
Now, I just have two more very fast points and I'll be out of your way, and I think I'm going to win the ladies' man. But if Painter does go into the bullpen, do you think that'll affect him long-term? Other than that, do you think the Birds will go after Justin Simmons as a late free agent signing like we did CJ GJ 2 years ago? And on top of that, ladies' man, Pat the Bat Burrell. I'll let you guys discuss.
There you go. Big answer.
That is a big answer. When Corey brought up Jalen, Pat Burrell was the first one that popped in my head.
Yeah, like, you're talking about athletes here that were ladies' men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Burrell was a legend.
Yes.
You know? Remember that YouTube video?
I don't remember.
There's like early YouTube, maybe like 09-ish.
Okay.
There's a whole video saying my girl got burled.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
It's an all-time video.
Wow. No, I don't remember that.
I do remember that.
Justin Simmons, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. He certainly is talking as if he has some sort of indication that it's a possibility. You know, what happens at times, these agents, they put out fillers, and maybe he's sort of been told, just cool your jets. We want to get through the early part of the offseason. You know, this could be a training camp signing.
There could end up being more cap room after June 1st.
Right.
Well, he was on Up and Adam with Kay Adams, and they had a little back and forth about Justin Simmons potentially being an Eagle.
The Eagles, though, I mean, how much does the connection with Fangio and Christian Parker, by the way, the DBs coach, how much does that help and tilt the scale a little bit? Be honest.
Yeah, it really does. Like, as honest as I can be, like, I'm a lot of it too, going back to your question earlier about Atlanta, like there was a lot of new, right? There's a new system. There's a new way to do it. Like going to Philly with Vic, you know exactly what you're getting out of me. And I know exactly what I'm getting out of them because I've been in the system. I still have a ways to go to mastering it, but there's some things and nuances that I know that Vic likes, that I know that Christian Parker likes. And I think I could really help in that area. Obviously them moving on from CJ and what he's poured into that city there is big shoes to fill, but I love what they have going on with Blankenship and the rest of the supporting cast there. And so, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm excited to see what happens.
Can I be honest with you that maybe there's a little contrarian? I don't really, feels desperate to me. Like the guy sort of like openly campaigning to be on one particular team on a national show.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if he really believed that there was, and forgetting about the fact that he wasn't a first week signing, because you talked about him last year as well.
I loved him for us last year.
He
missed out on a ring.
It worries me that like.
He missed out on a ring.
Maybe, I mean, he's what, 32?
Yeah, he's an older guy.
Yeah. Well, I worry that he's a guy who's lost a step and everybody knows. And it's just a little, that whole thing feels a little desperate.
Yeah.
That there's a way to answer that question and be positive about it and say sort of, it's just an answer. I know it's just an answer to a question, but there's a way to go, you know, loved Vic's system and would think it would work, but da 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 da.
Right.
But he seemed like he was trying to sell the Eagles on that show,
right?
Then that makes me think that the Eagles maybe aren't interested, or maybe there's not much of a market for them, and that part worries me a little bit.
Yeah, I that's certainly a way to look at it and interpret from what he put out there. You know, part of me thinks he's speaking with a little more familiarity, as if he knows something that everybody else doesn't know.
Right, right, right.
And because he's not with the team and he's locked in, laser focused on the Eagles, he really would be doing a disservice to himself by
talking about other teams.
Yes, yeah. with other teams. So I just wonder if he's had conversations already and they've told him, you're on the radar for us, right? You're on the radar for us.
We'll talk to you after we get rid of Goddard.
Yeah. Or get these young guys a chance. Let's see what they do. I don't know. Like the money part, I don't know what he'd be willing to accept as a payment, because he has all pros on his resume. I think that was an issue last year as to why he didn't get signed here. He may have felt he was worth more than what he was going to be offered out there. It's a good insurance policy to have if he can still play. When you're talking about having the unknowns back there, I like Sidney Brown. Sidney Brown hasn't started games, so I don't know if he can do it or if he can't do it. For a coordinator to have that much uncertainty with youth back there, there is a comfort level that I can see Vic Fangio and what's our DB coach name again?
Christian Parker.
Christian Parker. I should know it now. We're Super Bowl champions.
Lock-in.
Christian Parker. It gives them, they can rest easy at night. Because now they got somebody back there who at least knows the ins and outs of the defense.
Right. And to a lesser extent, the Dory Jackson signing. I know he's not. There's a vet who knows what he's doing. Yes. And like he's going to be a good guy. All right.
I forgot about a Dory Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Adoree Jackson.
Adoree Jackson. Who called him that?
One of our callers.
Right. I couldn't remember who it was. So, you know, we're talking about him maybe losing a couple of steps. When you get older, there's another place you lose a couple of steps.
Hey!
The bedroom.
Yeah. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
And honestly, sometimes the younger guys. Jack has mentioned several times that...
He can't get up.
not all the time. A little soft. I'm told every day on the morning show how soft I am. Yeah.
Right.
If only I had something that could help out with that.
Blue Chew!
There we go.
Just stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about, I don't want to be that guy. Be that guy. Be that guy.
Be that guy.
Be that guy who performs. You're not going to worry about the fact that you got to pop Blue Chew to make it happen the right way. She's not going to worry either.
And everybody's happy.
Yes. Chewable. All online, made and shipped right here in the USA, so it's cheaper. Why, Jack?
Because
no tariffs
on the Blue Chew.
There you go.
Yeah, let him have it.
Yes. Just let him have it. Yeah, he wants to do it every day. It is, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Stax and Levitra, all those, but it's in chewable form. And thanks to the Afternoon Show, we want you to try it so bad. We are paying for your first month. Jack, Ike, and I, we're going to make your first month free.
We got together. We said, let's do it for the people.
We're going to do it. Just use promo code 94 at checkout. And all you're going to have to do is pay for the shipping. We're not springing for the shipping. It's like $5. You can handle that.
But
free first month. And like I said, because it's online, you're not worrying about awkward doctor's appointments. Absolutely not. We don't like those.
Nope.
You're not worried about waiting in line at the pharmacy. Absolutely not.
Definitely don't want that.
No. We want you locked in, buddy. And Blue Chew's going to do it. Once again, just go to bluechew.com. You have a meeting with one of their online, medical professionals. It takes like 2 minutes. Then they ship it direct to you. It's cheaper. Comes in a discreet and
hard
package.
Hard.
Right to your mailbox. Again, that's promo code 94 for the first month free. And then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, I'll say something about Whitney Houston real quick, right? You guys had something a couple days ago on Whitney Houston, right? She says why she's getting so much love. Well, let me tell you, right? She had 7 number one singles, right, to start her career. 7 of them. That's a record. Mm-hmm. 7 in a row. You know who's behind it? Well, 6? The Bee Gees and the Beatles.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? They got 6. So, she's just
staying alive.
I mean, I can't help that she's going up the line. You know what I mean? She's just a great artist. You know what I mean? But I promise I won't say her no more this year, okay?
No, you can say her. Just don't say her for ladies, man.
All right, I won't. I got a good ladies man for you, too.
All right.
But see, with ladies man, too, another thing with the ladies man, I get on that a little later. Let me say this about the bullpen, right?
Yeah.
I watched the Phillies the other day, right? The Dodgers and the Phillies game. And, oh, man, they're messing up, man. You know what I mean? Because they don't have a bullpen. They still don't have a bullpen. You think Dave Dombrowski would have enough sense to go get a closer. I miss Brad Lidge. Ryan Madsen, the setup guy. Those guys were solid bullpen guys. If you think the Phillies got a chance to win a championship with this bullpen, Jack, you're sadly mistaken, man. This thing is over before it even started. Because these guys can't close a game. The game against the Dodgers, I'm talking about, that good game, I think it was Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken, they would have lost that game if it wasn't for JT's brilliance as a catcher. Because they don't have to get these bozos that come in here from other cities and they call them closers. I don't know who the hell that guy was, but he is not a closer, man.
Romano, you mean? Romano.
Yeah, that's Friday night.
That guy is the worst. Who the hell is he? Where did he come from?
Alvarado's a closer if we're,
at this point.
That's not even. That's no better.
Nah, I like Alvarado. Alvarado.
He's too up and down, Spike.
Most closers are like Alvarado, though. Like, not everybody is Mariano Rivera.
Nah, he's not a closer, man. Brad Lidge is a closer,
dude.
Man.
Brad Lidge made you sweat all the time.
Man, Bridge the Lidge.
He
Brad Lidge was great.
He had a great year, but he made you sweat
too.
He
had a perfect year.
I think this is my thing on the bullpen, Chuck, and I agree with you that it is not complete.
but it is one of the parts of the team that I think can be a we'll get to it when we get to it. Like, I don't think I think they went in hoping Romano was good. He's not good, and they know they have work to do. But I think there's a couple of other puzzle pieces left to work themselves out. That's why I'm more worried about the daycare thing, because I don't see any of those three positions getting any better. And I think Boehm is trending the wrong way, actually. So that's what worries me, is that I don't feel locked in center field. I got a platoon guy in center field. I got a guy on third base who's melting down, and a guy at second base who's a good player, a fine player, but doesn't look like he's going to end up being a 300 hitter, you know, like we hoped.
Right.
So that's a 30-year lineup that you're really questioning, which to me is a little more concerning, especially considering the great starting pitching we have. I'm a little less worried about the bullpen than I am about those guys.
Too many questions, Spike. Too many questions.
Sounds like a lot of questions, man.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the closer? You know what I mean? You got a platoon guy at center field. You know, you got a first baseman and Bryce, who's a great player. But if you got another first baseman to put him out there in the outfield, you make your team better. You know, you got a guy in Trey Turner who's up and down. You don't know what you're going to get out of him. The guy don't want to play short. He don't want to play on the outfield. He want to play shortstop. You know, you got your best possible shortstop on the bench. You know, you got Alec Boehm, who's a crybaby. You know, you just got a whole bunch of questions, you know, with this team. And I don't know what's what. And what I'm saying is this: I'm going to wait and see. But till then, I'm going to enjoy the summer and watch baseball while the Phillies play. But I don't believe in them. I'm just being honest, which I don't believe in them. It's a good start, but it's too many questions, Spike. Too many questions.
Well, and we'll get your ladies' man in a second. I think every team in baseball has plenty of questions except for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the only team that don't have any questions.
They've been bludgeoned by the Nationals back-to-back nights.
Right, yeah. And by the way, another team that we thought was better than us coming into the season is now, 2-8? The Braves. I think two teams in history have made the playoffs after starting 2-8. So I don't know. We'll see. Who's your ladies man?
Dave Dombrowski. He's no Howie Roseman. We know that. You know what I mean? That's just a fact. You know what I mean? You know, this guy is. I don't know about him. I just don't know about him. But I'm gonna go with my ladies man. Listen, you got to rephrase that, because see, Jalen was a good pick for a ladies man.
No, he's not.
You know, just because he's not available doesn't mean that.
Well, that's part of being a ladies' man, Chuck, is that you're known for being with the ladies.
Even before he was available, he was unavailable. You never heard anything about Jalen.
Yeah.
Again, that's not an insult. It's
right.
Just like, that's not a lady. Just because you're good looking doesn't make you a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's the attraction of the ladies that's attracted to you. There's a lot of ladies.
Does anyone know the definition of ladies' man?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Have
here?
You seen the movie Ladies' Man?
Yeah, like there are
a good movie, by
there
the
are
way.
Guys out there who are very attractive who don't even date ladies that aren't ladies' men, right? Like the guys that like other, that's not a ladies' man.
Yeah.
So you got to be getting around.
Yeah,
if you're a ladies' man.
That's what it's about, Chuck.
Yeah,
you got to get around a little. Bit.
We're doing this based off Hugh Hefner.
Yes, a little bit. You know,
and guess what? Hugh Hefner was not known for his looks.
Right,
well, he's not it. Just later stages of his life.
Yeah.
He may have been great looking when he was younger.
You know, he probably could have used blue juice.
Oh, you kidding me? He was the first.
Yeah.
You think he didn't have blue juice?
Oh, he had a dispenser, probably.
Exactly.
It looked like a Pez dispenser in the bedroom, I'm sure. He'd pop on whenever he needed it.
I'm stuck between two ladies, man. Okay?
You got to pick one.
One is local and one is, you know, is a star. And I'm gonna say Dennis Rodman and Herb from Northeast.
I'm looking at a threesome.
It's actually a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
What a fearsome twosome that is.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman was a ladies' man.
He was.
Yes, sir.
He was an everything man.
Yeah, Dennis.
Carmen Electra, right?
Yep.
Madonna.
Madonna. Yeah.
Yep. Was there any other? I'm trying to think of any other fame. Those are the two famous. But
those are probably the two most famous.
Those are. Pretty high profile.
Especially
right
during
there.
That time.
Yes.
Well, Madonna still is.
The high profile.
Jack probably has no idea who Carmen Electra is.
Oh, come on, please.
Cincinnati native.
Oh, wow, really?
Wow, really? Yeah. She's from Cincinnati?
Oh, gotta be most. We got some lookers down there at the crib.
Yeah, how many times has she been back to Cincinnati?
I doubt if she's ever been back there. I couldn't tell you.
I saw The Last Dance with Carmen Electra. You know, it was a part of the documentary.
Well,
yeah, that's right. She was a part of the documentary,
Baywatch, right? Carmen Electra was on Baywatch.
I thought that was Pam Anderson.
They're both.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure Carmen Electra was on Baywatch.
This will go
there
well.
There it is.
That's one I didn't watch. That's one I didn't watch.
It's always 50 minutes into the show.
I didn't watch Baywatch. I know Pamela Anderson and Michael Knight.
And Nicole Eggert, also Baywatch. She was from Charles in Charge.
The mom?
The blonde daughter.
Oh, really?
Ended up in Baywatch.
The blonde daughter ended up on Baywatch?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that.
Yes. And then she was in a might as well sound like a creep
there
anyway.
I will go in all the way in.
Well,
now.
She was in a movie with Corey.
Corey Haim. Yeah.
Called Blown Away, where she also was not wearing anything. Became famous amongst teenagers at the moment.
I used to watch Charles
in Charge too, man. Yeah, Nicole Eggert
Scott
was
Baio, man.
Yeah, she was on Baywatch. Now Scott Baio ended up being, I think, a creep. I think she said he was a creep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. He seems
Martin
like
Martin kind of ended up being a creep too. Martin Lawrence.
Oh, was he? I don't know anything about Martin. Oh, really?
That's why the show ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He got a little touchy Philly.
Did he? Oh, bad guy. Oh, yikes.
Some of those love scenes became
a little too much.
He couldn't tell he was in a TV sitcom.
Oh, really? One of those things. Oh, come on, Martin. Gotta grow up. You gotta
it's
be a star
news.
Here.
They've all rekindled. It's
okay.
All it's water
so
under the bridge
right.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it can be talked about.
All right. 215-592-9494. Bigger concern, the bullpen or the daycare for the Phillies. Coming up next.
I always wondered about love scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Does one person in the love scene go too far with everything?
Yeah.
Because there has to be a point where it's acting.
Yeah, but then.
But there's always one person, and normally a guy.
Well, because.
Goes too far with the love scene.
Well, it's like, it's acting, but still.
Remember drama?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's an Entourage.
You don't watch Entourage.
Oh, no.
Drama was with Brooke Shields.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he couldn't stop.
Oh. All right, Hi-Ho Shaggy Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
My bad.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.